AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration is reducing the number of immigration enforcement officers in Minnesota by 700. Border Czar Tom Homan says it's the result of state and local officials agreeing to turn over arrested immigrants.
This frees up more officers to arrest or remove criminal aliens. More officers taking custody of criminal aliens directly from the jails means less officers on the street.
About 2,000 officers will remain in Minnesota after the drawdown, and the immigration enforcement operation is not ending. Iran's confirmed it will hold nuclear talks with the U.S. in Oman on Friday. Tensions have spiked after President Trump suggested the U.S. might use force against Iran in response to its bloody crackdown on protesters. Health officials in Gaza say Israeli strikes today killed at least 24 Palestinians. Joe Fetterman has details.
Israel says it carried out these strikes in response to an attack that wounded an Israeli soldier. But at least 12 women and children, including babies, were among the dead. This rising death toll has left many in Gaza asking whether a ceasefire really is in place.
And Ed Donahue reports a judge appears poised to again reject President Trump's bid to erase his hush money conviction.
New York federal judge Alvin Hellerstein appeared skeptical, slamming the president's lawyers for legal maneuvers he said amounted to taking two bites at the apple. Hellerstein suggested the whole exercise was moot because the president's legal team had waited too long after the historic verdict to seek federal court relief. President Trump wants to move his case from state court, where it was tried, to federal court, where he can ask to have it thrown out on presidential immunity grounds. He was convicted in 2024 of 34 felony counts of falsifying business records to conceal a hush money payment to adult film actor Stormy Daniels, whose allegations of an affair with Trump threatened to upend his 2016 presidential campaign. The president denies the allegations and says he did nothing wrong. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Opening ceremonies for the Winter Olympics are Friday, but Gethin-Kulbaugh reports the action's already underway.
The 2026 Winter Olympics have opened competition with the first curling matches in Cortina. A power outage moments after play began briefly halted the action on Wednesday night and delayed training for men's luge at the nearby sliding center. Fans at the curling center cheered when lights returned and play resumed. The mixed doubles curling tournament began two full days before the opening ceremony. I'm Gethin-Kulbaugh.
And the Washington Post has laid off a third of its staff, eliminating several foreign bureaus, its books coverage, and its heralded sports section that once boasted writers including Shirley Povich, Tom Boswell, Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser, Christine Brennan, Sally Jenkins, Barry Zwerluga, and Candace Buckner, among many others. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a three-panel LED light bulb, now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.